broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-host, Mr. Bob Sogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Hey, we're here Wednesday night for the Bubba and Fee Show. I am in the studio with the owner, Neil, the main man.
Yep.
And we got the head coach of the football team tonight, Mr. Brent Niekamp. How you doing, coach?
Pretty good.
Oops, sorry. I turned you off. There we go. Sorry. Now you're on.
That's the quietest you ever sounded.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, buddy.
Thanks for being here.
Yes, sir. We had we came out to not the start you're looking for, but it seems like we've been getting better.
We have.
And I think that's always you always want to have that, you know, to have them keep stepping up and improving each week. And I thought last week we ran into a pretty good team, Minster Wildcats. Oh, yeah. Really, really good ball club.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, offensively they had so many weapons. And they also, it's not just the skill guys, it's not just those Schmiesing and Steffi and those guys and Niemeyer, they're, you know, obviously very good skill players, but they got a big physical,
big line,
offensive line. Yep. And that big Albers kid at tight end.
Yep.
They're imposing, and you know, I wish we could have done a little better defending them, but on the offensive side of the ball, we did our best to keep the ball away from them.
Did a great job,
and,
I thought.
You know, I felt like we executed that part of the game pretty well. You know, short passes, running the ball fairly effectively against a big, strong front. Troy just did a fantastic job of managing that thing. And, you know, we spread everybody out, and he had several options each time. And, you know, he just looked the defense over and
made great decisions.
Made really, really good decisions. And our guys did a great job. Those receivers blocking on the edge did well. You know, we ran good routes. We found the openings in those short throws. Our offensive line did a nice job of getting, you know, his movement and creating some space when we did have them spread out enough that we could run a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, can't fault that part of the game at all. And you know, their coach grabbed me right after the game, and you know, he said, "Geez, you guys ran 66 plays against us.
It's unbelievable."
You know,
yeah. You know, and I think, like, you know, they scored boom quickly, first 19 seconds, and then we came back and had a nice 7.5-minute drive, I think, and scored right back at them, and then they scored quick on us again, and then we had a fumble in there, but we were also moving the ball well again.
The fumbled kickoff.
That was
really killer, because had we been able to just go back and forth with them.
Yeah.
We had a good chance to get into halftime in a one-score game.
Yes, yes. And
definitely.
With a team that was a pretty doggone tough matchup for us. So
yeah. Well, I'm looking at the what came out in the Daily Standard today with the state rankings, and in Division 7, looking at this, it looks like they're ranked 11th.
Yeah.
It has the top 10 and then others receiving 12 or more points. Minster's 36. Hopewell Loudon had 38. And the next one's 34. So yeah. they're not – that's not a fluke team.
Definitely not. Yeah. Their only loss is to Marion Local. And we're familiar with them.
Yeah.
Yep.
And how good they are. And in that game, it was real competitive.
Yeah.
Up until half. Marion made some plays in the second half and kind of broke things open and pulled away. But I watched quite a bit of that game on WOSN, and then the first half of it, you go, wow.
Heck of a game.
Yeah. Right. It's very back and forth. I think Minster scored first.
Yeah. Yes, I think they
game.
Did.
Yeah,
I think it was 7-0.
The opening drive. So, yeah, it's always tough when you, you know, those first two games, We just didn't make enough plays.
Yep.
You know, and you got to give credit to them too, because you know Urbana is 4-0 right now.
Yes.
Wayne Trace is 2-2.
Yep.
They're they're solid teams. And Wayne Trace had, I talked to their coach afterwards, they had 34 seniors and juniors.
Wow.
34.
That's a bunch. That's pretty nice.
And he says, you know, we never get that. Yeah. You know, that's unusual for them. But it's, you know, they're an old, experienced team.
Yep.
With a lot of mature bodies out there, you know, and that you could kind of tell in that game that those guys kind of wore on us throughout the game. And then Urbana is similar in that they have an old team, a very senior laden team. They've made a ton of improvement over the past 2 years.
Yeah.
You know, the last year we were fortunate to beat them at their place, and then they go 8-2 on the regular season.
Yeah. Yep. Punches in playoffs, really.
Right.
That was awesome.
So, you know, it's tough for the kids and everybody not to get discouraged if you don't win those two non-league games, because we're so used to winning them and because they're important for our postseason. But you can't look back. So, we knew those next two games in the league were going to be really tough. You know,
yep.
The matchup with Coldwater and the matchup with Minster, we knew it was going to be very, very difficult. But I'm proud of the fact that I think it's evident that we're playing better ball than we were at the beginning of the season.
My.
I think we're getting better every week, and I think our kids understand that too. We had our best week. We had our best night of practice that we've had so far this year tonight.
Tonight?
Good. Absolutely.
Good.
No question about it. Enthusiastic. Guys good. Running around.
Awesome. Fired up.
Hitting, making plays. Yeah.
What you like to see.
Is the Saturday afternoon game with Friday being open, does that help you? Or is there going to be another little walkthrough? Are you going to do
it? It's kind of goofy, isn't it?
So we pushed the whole week.
What does that do to you?
We pushed the whole week back a day.
Okay.
So on Monday, we just had a film session with the varsity guys, mm-hmm. gave them another day to rest and heal up.
Yep.
Took the JV guys out on the field for about an hour and just got them some extra reps because they don't get as many reps in practice as the varsity guys do. They're usually running the scout team and that kind of thing. So, you know, we just wanted to give those guys a little extra attention. You know, nothing real physical or real hard, just tried to do a lot of teaching with those younger guys.
So when is the JV game with them going to be?
It'll be next Monday.
Next Monday.
Yeah. Okay. It'll be next Monday here. So you know, yesterday was our typical Monday. It was a lighter day. And today was our Tuesday practice, which is, full pads and defense day and, you know, kind of getting after it. And
good.
Yeah, it was really good today.
Well, take a break here, Neil, and we'll come back and we'll talk some more with Coach Niekamp right after this.
Cooler weather is coming, but there are still plenty of grilling days left, so get in to Wayne IGA and take advantage of the best deals on steaks in the area. They have T-bones, ribeyes, New York strips, and ground chuck, loose or patties, pork chops, boneless skinless chicken breasts, leg quarters, whatever you want for grilling. And they have over a dozen brands of barbecue sauce, including Wendell's Barbecue. Take advantage of the nice weather while it's still here and get grilling with great steaks from Wayne IGA, the best meat market around.
This is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. As a coach myself, certain small things completed the right way are the ripple in the pond that many times leads to a tidal wave of success in your operation. Trust me, there's a big difference between a pass or a toss at your feet as opposed to one that hits you right in the numbers. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
Hello, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Monday through Friday, and now we also offer a second cook's choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
The Fort Recovery American Legion will be conducting a community blood drive on Monday, September 18th from 3 to 7 p.m. All the blood donations will stay here locally, and everyone who registers and donates blood will receive a long-sleeve quarter-zip shirt. Walk-ins are welcome, but appointments are preferred, and you can schedule your appointment by going to donortime.com and use the sponsor code 1830. There's always a need for blood, and all donations through the Community Blood Center stay in the local area. Schedule your appointment now at donortime.com, sponsor code 1830, to donate blood on Monday, September 18th at the American Legion. The Museum of the Soldier will be presenting a very important exhibit at the Jay County Fairgrounds, September 15th through 17th, and you won't want to miss it. The mobile 9/11 Never Forget exhibit has been traveling the country, and it's going to be here in our area on Friday, September 15th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, September 16th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., and Sunday, September 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Tours will be conducted by actual New York Fire Department firefighters who were eyewitnesses to history on September 11th, 2001, and will give firsthand accounts of what happened. This will probably be your only chance ever to see an exhibit like this, with actual New York City firefighters conducting the tours of the exhibit. Clear your schedule the weekend of September 15th through 17th and get over to the Jay County Fairgrounds for the 9/11 Never Forget exhibit presented by the Museum of the Soldier in Portland.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
We're back here Wednesday night, Bubba and Fee Show. We got Coach Kneecap. Coach, how about you got some new blood helping you out this year?
Yeah.
And that's got to make you happy to see some new coaches coming.
Yeah, it's really nice, first of all, to have the extra help. And second of all, they're all former teammates
of mine. Pretty good dudes.
Yeah, really, really good guys. We're just super fortunate. You know, it's been me and Charlie Basie and Speedy Shane and Josh Mullenkamp. We had Andrew Stocker helping us last year. He had to, due to some work conflicts, he had to step away. I know he hated doing that. I know he enjoyed it.
I think he did, too.
And there was a spot we didn't fill last year. So I had two spots to fill, and I was having trouble getting guys to commit. Yeah. And, of course, my wife is the one in the house that has all the brains. She said, well, what if you could get these guys, what if you could get three guys to commit to two spots? Or get somebody to split a spot maybe see if they would do it kind of partially. So that's what I did. I approached Brad Bretz and Steve Judy and Jason Vogel, who I've talked to over the years about helping. Actually, Jason helped us years ago a season, and Steve did too.
Mm-hmm.
And I know they both enjoyed it and just couldn't due to some, conflicts and being busy and that kind of thing. So it worked out. Those guys were able to work something out with them. And it's been awesome. It's been so nice to have the extra help at practice. Guys that they can take a younger guy under their wing and coach him up a little bit and correct things that, just having three more sets of eyes out there.
Oh, man, that's got to help.
You can see so many more, issues and mistakes that you got to fix and good things that you want to encourage. They're such good guys and they're so loyal to the program. It's really special to me that they're old teammates definitely go back a long ways. It's been, I've had, despite our outcomes of these games, this is the most fun I've had coaching in a while.
Good.
Really.
Good.
I'm enjoying myself so much this year. The kids are fantastic.
Yeah.
Working hard and doing what we're asking them to. And it's just the day to day has been great.
As a coach, that's got to make you really feel good, because that's what it's about too. I mean, you want to have fun too. I mean, you get there, and if it's a downer, you know, all that,
right.
It's just terrible, right. You know. And if you got good coaches like that and your buds that are helping you out, that's got to help.
Yeah, yeah, it's been great.
And that's a great idea, splitting some time too. I mean, back when I coached, there's times when I would have thought, man, I can use somebody to help me or cover me before I get there to work. And
well, and it's for some
put a lot of time in.
And guys feel bad, you know. Guys don't want to commit because they know, well, if they know, and most of them do, the time commitment that it takes,
it's a lot.
They go, oh, I can't do that. I can't commit to all that.
Yeah.
And they feel like if they can't be at every single thing, they can't do it.
I'm not going to do it. And if I can't do it 100%, I'm out.
Right, And I understand that attitude, but sometimes that leaves us with nobody. You know?
Exactly.
So this has worked out great.
Good.
You know? And those guys all, you know, even though we had some discussions about, well, I can't be here this time or that time, they're all there. You know, way more than they acted like they were going to be. And I hope and I think it's because they really enjoy
fun.
It.
Yeah, exactly. Right. That's good. That is really good.
Well, and a lot of it, you know, there's things that can happen here and there that time can get used up or freed up that you can't say I can always be there.
Sure.
But when they want to be there and they know that what they're doing is important.
Yeah.
And they have, you know, they have a lot invested in
Absolutely.
The program, getting it going and getting things going, and they're proud of that, and they should be. Over the years, the last 15 years or whatever, not as much as you, but still have.
They
put a lot into it.
Definitely.
And they're proud of it, and they don't want it they want it to keep going up and up and up, and they'll do anything they can to help, and that's you know.
Well, that's good to see, though.
Yeah.
It's fun seeing old faces out there that you know used to play all the time with you. You know, that's what's fun. That's what's fun about it. But how about your junior high program?
They're doing well.
I thought so too. I heard.
So the eighth grade. Let's see. The eighth grade is 1-1-1.
1-1-1.
1-1-1.
Nice.
They only won one game last year. So they've improved a lot. They beat St. Henry in the first game of the season this year.
Mm-hmm.
They lost big to St. Henry last year.
So, all right, good.
Yeah. And it was a close game. They won by a touchdown over there. And Coldwater beat them.
Yeah.
But it was competitive. It was like one score. And then they went over to Minster and tied.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's
three pretty good teams.
Yeah, three quality teams, and you know, we're competing
with them,
competing our butts off. You know, Braylon Dilworth is playing really, really well.
He's
managing things offensively, and he's getting the ball out there. Cooper Overman is running the ball well.
Yeah.
Colton Thompson has caught some big ball, big plays, made some big plays. Braylon Rammel, you know, all those guys are making plays and contributing, and it's fun for me because my son Andy plays
Absolutely.
On that team.
Andy's in there.
He's playing center and linebacker, so that's really special for me now that he's in the program.
Yeah.
So yeah, those guys are doing well. In the seventh grade, let's see. The seventh grade's 1-2.
I seen they went the first one. I think
they beat Coldwater in the second game. So
there we go. Second.
So they lost like they've all been like one score games.
Yeah.
You know, which is kind of typical of seventh grade football.
Yeah.
But they lost to St. Henry, beat Coldwater, lost to Minster, and both of their losses were like a touchdown.
Touchdown.
there's a lot of kids in that class. There's like 20 of them playing.
Good. That's good to hear.
And my nephew is playing.
I was going to say, you have
Johan's
nephew boy playing.
Isaac's playing.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
It's pretty special. And now I'm thankful for the junior high coaches we've got. Toby and Darian
Smoke and Nick.
Nick Vogel.
Yep.
You know, just great guys.
That's some pretty good people too have stuff invested in the program.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So
it's pretty nice down there knowing they're doing what you want done and you don't have to worry too much about it. You know, they're getting better
Yeah.
And I love seeing them numbers.
Yeah.
Big numbers on seventh grade. That's awesome. That's
a pretty good group. There's a lot of them, and they're pretty athletic.
Yeah.
Wellman boy, Reed Wellman.
Yeah.
Plays some tailback. Brent's boy.
Yeah.
Let's see. Crew Ford Camp.
They're a pretty good baseball team, too, I think.
Yeah.
Pretty good at that, too. So.
Yeah.
That's going to be a good class for you.
Jet Toby.
Yeah.
Jet Toby.
Yeah.
He's probably their best tackler. He plays linebacker and makes quite a few plays. So
if he keeps getting bigger and stronger, he's going to be a force.
Yeah.
I think he's pretty big for a...
He's pretty big seventh grader
right now.
Seventh grader. Yeah.
But I hope he doesn't stall out. But even if he does, he's already got the toughness in him, so you know that's a great start. Even if he
good start, that's right.
It always reminds me of Ross Overman. I remember at Marion Local, this had been whenever he was a senior. Said, why do you have an eighth grader plan? I said, just watching. And in the same play somewhere during that game, they were going down the field, and he almost sacked the quarterback. Quarterback got the pass off. The receiver caught the ball, did some running. He tackled him on the 5 yard. Ross tackled him on the 5 yard. Yeah. He almost sacked the quarterback and made the tackle on the 5 yard line. You don't have to be 6'8"
He's a great example
player.
Of that.
Yeah, I remember him. He was a spark plug. I used to love when Cody played and. You would do the game films like during the week for the parents.
Yeah,
it was kind of cool for the parents. For us, it was really fun. But I can always remember him. It looked like he got shot out of a cannon. I don't know how many times he'd go around the outside, and all of a sudden you'd see this little guy come flying through 90 mile an hour.
Yeah.
Whoop, down go the guy.
Sometimes you wouldn't see him. The line would hide him, but you'd just see the ball carrier just drop.
All of a sudden he goes down, and you knew what happened. Yeah. Oh, I know
he stepped in a hole or something.
Yeah, I love that kid. I do too.
He was a lot of fun to watch.
Oh man, one of my favorites.
So how about your seniors? How many you got?
See, I'm 10.
10 seniors.
We got 10.
That's good.
If you ask me to name them all off right now, I'm going to
put a little pressure on you.
Embarrass myself.
You might be able to help us out on that one.
Let's see where I don't know. I have all this.
Of course, we got Troy.
Yep. Yeah.
Right. We got Googs. We got Reese Guggenbiller. We got, Riggs hasn't been healthy yet, but he's still rehabbing. He should be back for at least part of the season.
Are we going to catch
I
some
think
of
so.
Oh,
I
that'd
think
be awesome.
So.
That'd be awesome.
Kind of depends on how his rehab goes.
Yeah.
I'm looking at my imaginary lineup.
You got your lineup.
Austin Steinbrenner.
Yeah.
Abe Seyfried.
Yeah.
Let's see. Alex Evers. Connor Kaikala. Drew Langenkamp.
You about got them all.
Owen Kanapke.
Owen Kanapke.
That might be Owen Heikamp. There's number 10. Owen Heikamp. Yeah.
Probably sometimes you forget who's seniors and who's juniors.
Well, there's not as many juniors on this team, so they're easier to keep track of. But that's a pretty 10 seniors for us is a pretty
good
group.
That's always good. Yeah, that's a good group. That's a good number.
And all those guys are really contributing.
In fact, it said Reese Guggenbiller. I thought he had a great game Friday night. He kind of stepped up and made some big plays, and he really looked quick out there.
He did. He's been playing well this whole season, and I got to keep we keep looking at ways to get him the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Quick passes, screens, some of those jet
sweeps. Yeah,
I think he carried between the passes and the carries. I think he got 8 touches for a pretty good number of yards. Friday and he probably needs maybe even a few more. I agree. He's been pretty solid for
us.
He's made some big catches.
Big time catches.
Physical runs after the catch. The physical runs when he's running those jet sweeps and things like that. And
I can see where you would like to get him the ball more. But
yeah, he's a nice athlete.
He's
one of our fastest guys.
Yep.
And, he's gotten a little bit bigger, so I think he's a little more imposing, tougher to bring down.
Like, Coach, when you come out on, like, last week, I mean, you scouted him, you knew what Minster had, and then you guys came out in that spreading everybody wide. And I mean, I thought it was a great game plan because they didn't know what to do. I mean, and like you said, I thought our blocking on the outsides was great.
Yeah.
I mean, and we got a lot of good plays. And we just kept gaining and, you know, getting good plays on first down. And I loved it. I thought it was, I mean, it, and plus Troy is so smart that he, you know, he would get back and look and run when he, you know, I'm sure it was designed a lot of times because it was a two-step and away he went.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm sure. But when you got them all spread out like that, it's him against a couple guys to beat.
And, right.
And that, we'll take our chances with that.
Yeah. You know, we scouted Minster. They got a obviously good athletes, and they're really well coached. Their defense is really sound, but it's but they kind of they pretty much do one thing, you know. So we had a good idea where they were going to be when we lined up in certain formations, and so we could kind of we could spread guys out and figure out which guys we could kind of stress with their alignment. Like, okay, this guy's going to have to. He's either going to have to get out of the box and cover the bubble, or he's going to come in the box and tackle Troy. And we're going to make him. We're going to let Troy try to make him wrong as much as we can.
You guess the right way, you're good.
Right. So that's really what we did the whole game, and pretty effectively. You know, I feel like those guys out on the edges are probably the strength of our team.
Yeah.
And you know, they made a lot of plays. I think five different guys.
In the first half, there's five different guys that had receptions.
Guys had touches, catching the ball or running the ball.
And they all have at least decent quickness and really good hands, and they're all smart. And that really helps.
And so when we were able to, you know, get them to kind of unload the box a little bit, then when we had favorable numbers, we were able to run the ball in there. And our line did a great job. They're playing... They're playing really well. There's, you know, there's a couple guys that are fairly new starters up there, but they're really coming along. And
I remember several times when there was holes that just appeared. I'm thinking, wow, that was something. And they just you know, Troy knew where he was going. He knew those guys were going to move their man, and he just went right through.
Those guys, the guys up front have probably exceeded expectations thus far in terms of us being able to run the ball. We've been pretty effective even going back. You know, we had this snap issues in their Urbana game, but we ran the ball really effectively in that game.
We did. Yep.
And in stretches we have in the last two games. Now we've, you know, a little bit tougher sledding, but when we've been able to get guys out of the box and get, you know, matched up where we have some favorable numbers, we can run the ball in there. And that's really encouraging forward.
With Reese and with Hardnagle, I mean, they're both kind of different. I mean, one's a little quick guy, and the other guy's going to pound you, you know? Yep. And I like that. I mean, I think they don't know what they're going to get, and I thought they both did a really good job Friday night.
It's definitely a change of pace for the defense with those two guys. And you're right, they did. They both, you know, I don't know what the stat line was. I don't think it was, like, super impressive for them, but it was effective. You know, we could – when Troy saw the opportunity that we had numbers inside, he could hand the ball to one of those guys, and they were going to get six or seven.
Yeah.
And that could just keep the chains moving and keep the ball in our hands. And
absolutely.
And probably the thing that I'm most happy with offensively, it's great when you can drive down, but it's tough when you stall inside the 10. We were able to push the ball in the end zone both times.
Yeah, both times,
Well, three times. All three times we had an opportunity inside the red zone, we pounded
it
in there.
Yeah.
And we didn't do it by being fancy. We rammed it at them against a very good front. So that's encouraging.
That's
going to serve us well, you know, this week and the weeks ahead.
Oh, absolutely. I feel like those kids are got to be getting a little confidence, you know, that, hey, we can push these guys around a little bit, you know. And when you get a little lesser team, you know, and hopefully we can push them around a lot better. So it'll be a lot more fun.
Right.
All righty. Let's take a break. We'll come back here for a little bit, give Mr. Niekamp here a little bit more, and we'll get him home. So we'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cano from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable constructed equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, anytime. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
It's all fun and games until someone bangs into a tree or a dock. Hi, I'm Gavin Tobe with Fort Recovery Insurance. Sport utility vehicles, motorcycles, boats, and jet skis are loads of fun, and fun is all that is on your mind when you purchase one. But we both know that accidents can happen. Go ahead, get out there, have fun, but with the confidence that I've got your back. I'm Gavin Tobe at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
I'm Harold Peely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Fall is in the air, time for football, pumpkins, and getting your vehicle ready for cooler weather. Your maintenance appointments will include testing your battery and checking all fluid levels. We also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Here are the sports broadcasts coming up this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Just one volleyball match and one football game this week for our Indians teams, and both are at Delphus St. John's. Our volleyball team will head up to Delphus tomorrow evening to take on the Lady Blue Jays. It'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast starting around 6:30. Then our football team will play the Blue Jays in a rare Saturday afternoon game. Our Wayne IGA pregame show will start at 1:10. Just two games this week, so get out and support our Indians teams. But if you just can't get to the games in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
We're back here on Wednesday night, Bubba and Fee show. We got Coach Niekamp. Coach, you know, I feel like this is a good week for us this week. I think, you know, we're going to have a Saturday afternoon game, which that probably in most excitement for, yeah. Especially for the guys looking for the Friday night lights. You know, that Saturday afternoon thing is whatever. But we got a team up there that I think we'll match up with, hopefully. And what you got planned for them?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit more favorable matchup than the last 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Up front, I think the matchup is pretty good. Their skill guys are pretty good. Mm-hmm. They're well coached, you know.
Yeah.
Todd's been there, you know, whatever it is, 20 years or so.
A long time.
And, you know, he's won a lot of games and championships and everything. And, you know, they just don't quite have the run of kids that they had mm-hmm. when he started, when they were just rolling like crazy.
Yeah.
But you know, Todd hasn't forgot how to coach football. You know, they still do things really well. They're going to be enthusiastic and play hard. But
it's never easy to win up there.
No.
I mean, you got to go in there and bring your best game. And,
you know, we've had some good victories over them, but none of them were pushovers.
Right.
We got to go earn it. So, and I think we're ready to do that. I think our guys feel excited about the challenge, but also about the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I feel like we've gotten better the last 2 weeks. I think we're getting better this week, and it'll be fun to see what we can do up there.
Yeah, it'll be fun. I mean, I'm looking forward to it. I think we kind of talked. I mean, we probably need to get three or four of the last six to get to the playoffs, we're thinking, probably.
Yeah, I would probably without those, probably without the one of the first two games, it's probably got to be four.
We about got to have four, yeah.
I'm not sure. I haven't really bothered to look. You know,
there's how many teams in our division?
In our region?
In our region, I mean, that
I don't even know.
You know, I remember reading after the first week when we lost, we were in 11th spot.
Some of that stuff don't make a lot of sense.
Out of 16. I think there's only 28, you know, and strength of schedule. If we can beat somebody that maybe we're not supposed to beat, that's going to be
huge. That's going to be key.
That's what we got to have. Yeah.
We're going to have to
or beat somebody that beat some pretty good teams like we did to Urbana last year in the preseason. The non-league games, I should say.
Right.
If we catch somebody like that has points and gets secondary points,
and there's probably some computer points to be had, on the rest of our schedule.
Oh yeah,
and but really, we got to keep our focus on the day to day.
Yeah, one at a time,
and a play at a time. I think we're getting a lot better at that. It's tough. It's tough when you compete and when these guys know that all these games are important and the stakes are high because of the playoff situation. Yeah. And so it's hard not to get overly focused on the outcome. It's kind of it's counterintuitive that to play your best, you have to forget about everything else and just focus on what's right in front of you.
Exactly.
To, your best shot to win is to forget about the scoreboard.
Yeah, it'll take care of itself.
Right, and focus on the one, the play in front of you. Don't look any farther than that.
Yeah.
Just the play in front of you.
Yep.
Go execute, do your job as best you possibly can, and then flush that one and play the next
one. Let's go to the next one.
It's so simple to say it, and it sounds like everybody goes, I know that, but it's so hard to do.
It's hard to do.
And you've mentioned that several times in our pregame talk, that's just whatever happened in that last play, good or bad, great, terrible, go win the next play. We did that several times this year in some losses that weren't overall, you look at the scoreboard and they weren't that great, but play to play, we won a lot of plays.
And that's an area that I look at, and I feel like I can definitely say we're making progress.
Getting better.
When you look at, going over to Coldwater and taking the ball that first drive, and being very, in control, methodical.
Yep. Right on down the field.
One play at a time.
And
a team like that is able to blow things open. They got some athletes and firepower, and they can. And if you waver a little bit, it's out of control.
And once they get ahead of you, the game has to change.
Yeah.
Like you said, you're trying to concentrate on every play, but these are high school kids.
Right.
You make a mistake and you're sitting there thinking, God, I'm making a mistake. But you got to try to block it out and say, let's go to the next one.
Most adults can't do it.
Exactly.
I mean, just go to the Elks and watch guys play golf.
Oh, yeah.
And watch them
clubs.
Melt down. It's not just kids. It's a hard thing to do.
It's hard to do.
So, I think we're making a lot of progress.
Oh, absolutely.
In that category. I think it was evident the last 2 weeks with being able to execute pretty well through stretches, and that's one of those things we just got to keep plugging away at and get better at.
Absolutely.
Well, I think you have a pretty good group of kids, especially the seniors, but all of them. There's some really outstanding kids and athletes that you have on that team that I think are just going to be unbelievable to be watching over the years.
That'll be fun.
I enjoy every second I'm out there with these guys.
That's what we like.
I do.
That's what we like.
Yep.
We sure appreciate you coming up, Coach. I know you got to get home and see the kids.
Yeah.
Put Andy to bed.
Let's just keep rolling. Let's see if we can't get something going here and maybe start a little win streak this week.
Yep.
Good luck, partner.
Thanks, guys.
We'll be right back after this.
6 years ago, I started on the line just like anybody else. I liked what I did, and I decided I wanted to learn as much as I could.
At Cooper Farms, we know that our team members are the key to our success.
I received a lot of training, and it just developed me into a leader that I am today, and they provided that all for me. I got promoted as supervisor. 2 years after that, I became the manager.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Do you have a party coming up and you're looking for something fun to do? Call Miracle Lanes now at 375-4274. Whether it's a kid's party, an anniversary, a company party, mom's birthday, or just because, call Miracle Lanes and reserve your lanes for your party. They have special pricing for parties and great food for your guests. Whether it's a large group or just a few of you getting together, call Miracle Lanes now and reserve your spot on their calendar. And they're taking reservations now for holiday parties. Make Miracle Lanes your party headquarters. Call them at 375-4274 and let them do all the work.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery is now hiring in their service and parts departments. Hull Brothers sells and services both farm equipment and lawn and garden equipment. Full-time employees enjoy generous wages, health insurance, paid vacations, 401k contributions, annual bonuses, and more. Since 1896, Hull Brothers has served area farmers with skilled and dedicated employees. Consider joining the Hull Brothers team. Apply today at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery.
There's an event coming up you don't want to miss. The Cancer Association of Mercer County is sponsoring a bowling tournament, and it will be a four-person team, eight-pin, no-tap. It will be held at Miracle Lanes on Saturday, September 16th, with sessions at 2, 4, and 6. The cost is $100 per four-person team and includes two games and eight beer tickets per team. There will also be a 50-50 drawing and several raffle items for you to win. Get your team together and sign up now at Miracle Lanes or by calling Tom Ramoklis at 419-852-2987. That's the 8-pin no-tap bowling tournament happening on Saturday, September 16th at Miracle Lanes, benefiting the Cancer Association of Mercer County. Where there is help, there is hope.
Sports Talk, Bubba and B.
Neil and Coach Nick Camp's hanging around for a little bit.
Yeah, got Bubba out doing busy stuff with his Coopers.
I said Bubba had some stuff going on, Coops. He couldn't come back, so that's all right. Yep. We'll take care of her tonight. Neil just passed this over to me. I don't know if anybody's seen it yet or not, but the Associated Press State Volleyball Rankings.
Yep, Daily Standard today.
Has came out today, and in Division III, number two is Coldwater, number four St. Henry, and number five is our Fort Recovery Indians.
Yep.
That's pretty impressive.
And Versailles is 13.
And in Division IV, Fort Laramie, number one, Bremen, two, Convoy Crestview, five, and Marion Local, Jackson Center, Rushi, and Minster, all in the top 18. So we're represented pretty strong around here.
And that's basically our schedule. We don't play Rushi this year, but the rest of them.
We play all of them.
And so far we've beaten at least one of them, I think.
Came out of the gate undefeated. And big game tomorrow night going up to Delphus.
Yep. Now there is a St. John's listed as number 10, but it doesn't say whether it's Delphus. I don't think it is.
Probably not.
I don't know their record, but you cannot let up on any MAC school.
No.
You know, you can have a terrible record in the MAC, and we've proved it a few times. You can have a terrible record in the MAC.
Come zap somebody.
And you can beat one of those top teams and just, you know, there aren't any bad teams in the MAC.
No.
You know, Parkway is really good.
Yep.
If they weren't in the MAC, they'd probably be leading just about any other league.
Absolutely.
But they're not even.
We had Travis in here last week, you know, and he was kind of talking about it. And it's kind of sketchy that all those MAC teams come together, in the districts and beat the crap out of each other, and then only one of them get a go when there's
three of them that could go. Yeah, yeah. You look at that Division III, and you know Coldwater, St. Henry, Fort Recovery are going to be in the same.
They'll be in the same
sectional.
Yeah, it always happens.
And one of them's going to come out of it. That's not right.
It just don't seem right. But
it's not like this is a fluke. And there's right now three of the top five.
Take care, Coach heading out.
Yep. There's three of the top five that are going to be in the same regional, and only one's coming out. Now that's going to move around a little bit as somebody beats somebody, because I think Coldwater and St. Henry, I think they're playing either last night or tomorrow, and we haven't played either one of them yet. But
that'll be interesting.
That's
St. Henry's coming up.
All that's going to be, maybe? I think so.
Something
that's
like
all going to move around some, but you know, that's
but you know what,
those are three teams that could go win the state, and they have two of them have to disappear after the first round.
Yeah,
that's
just
not fair.
Just doesn't seem right. But
no,
I guess that's the way it is.
But. Well, and like Coach Guggenbiller was saying last week, we don't really love that this is the only. District.
There could be a better way
that isn't doing a super sectional
yeah.
So that, you know, instead of these teams playing each other in the first or second round,
at least
getting them in the fourth.
At least get them up early,
yeah,
longer.
You know,
play a couple more games.
Yeah, and for one thing, it gets the girls more exposure, which can lead to better opportunities in college, maybe, and
sure.
Things like that. You know, it's nice, and I'm sure you can speak to it a little better than I can. It's nice to have your kid, if they're going to play in college, nice to have a little bit of a scholarship here and there to help things out a little bit. And, you know they've worked their butts
sure.
off
that is
trying
sure.
to get there and to have that rewarded with a little bit of help with
get a little help with school, and that's always nice.
Yeah.
It's really nice.
Yeah.
I've seen where Crestview looks like they're third. And we play them Monday, I think, don't we?
Yes. Yep.
Like you said, it's going to shake around a little bit, but...
Well, that's Columbiana Crestview.
Okay, that's not the Crestview I'm thinking of.
No, but the other Crestview is number five.
Yeah, they're number five.
In Division four.
Which is... Same ass.
Yeah, same as us. Just, you know, it's just...
Yeah.
They're tough. We play them up there, and then I think in... 2 or 3 weeks, we play in their invitational.
Which we're is loaded, do, right?
Yeah. That's always loaded. That, you know, we've gone up there being really good and lose 2 out of 3
come
matches.
Away. Yeah,
you know,
you what though, that's what it seems to me like. That's what Travis wants. I mean,
rather
than go stomp somebody, let's play somebody that's really good and get us prepared for the tournament.
Get better. You know, the record, it kind of matters.
Yeah, it's kind of nice
to a point. But the record isn't as important as improving and playing good quality competition.
Great volleyball, that's
all the time. Maybe every fourth or fifth game you get somebody in there that you can at least relax a little bit and let some of the other ones play. But man, if you keep those kids on edge and sharp and really have every single serve means something.
That's right.
I'll tell you, I didn't watch much volleyball till we started broadcasting.
Yeah,
and I love it, man. I get into it much.
It's intense.
It's crazy, man.
It is intense.
It is really every single serve.
Yeah.
Is extremely
so
important.
So momentum based too.
Yeah,
man, if you can get rolling.
Yeah, well, like I said, you know,
it's just fun.
Kayla got us off to a great start with Arcanum undefeated when we played them.
Yep,
there's 6 wins.
Go up there and just shoot off
for 6 and
10 straight.
10 straight started off, and that was over. I believe that was Arcanum. I'm not sure who it was, but it was a good team.
Yeah,
and here,
the thing about volleyball too is you just stomp a team 25-8 or 6, and then come back and just stomp you the next time.
And I believe that happened this week or last week, where one of the team that ended up winning the match lost the first set 25-8 or something like that.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, here they come back.
You think you're in for a cakewalk tonight, and then all of a sudden it goes five matches, and you're like, oh, my God, this is a battle.
Yeah, it's – and, you know, so we've had several girls that have served for between 4 and 8, maybe even 10 points in
that's
a
insane.
Row.
That's pretty darn good.
We had one early. I think it might have been St. Mary's, that first match of the year, where we were doing okay, and then they got up on us by 3 or 4, and then all of a sudden, I believe it was Kayla Heitkamp came in and served 8 straight points.
Shoots right out.
And
that's perfect.
And the momentum completely shifted.
Yep.
And we just walked away from them the rest of the way. And you know, that can happen so fast, and it can happen against you. you.
Yeah.
If that other girl gets a lucky serve, then a great serve, and then something else happens, and somebody forgets what they're doing.
Momentum can change real fast.
Real fast. And volleyball is unreal how fast the momentum can change.
But it is fun when you get down to that 24-23 serving for the game, and then, they tie it up, back up one, back tie it up, they're up one, we're up one. That is awesome.
Now, one thing I love and hate is that probably out of the, seven matches we've played, and let's say there's three or four, so out of 20-something sets, we've come back in at least 80% of them. We were down 3 or 4 points.
Well, that's what I was just going to tell you. I mean, listening to some of the games that I hadn't been to, but we got down, but it seems like it don't fluster us very much. We seem to come back and get that lead back and somehow right back in it.
I remember one of them, we were down 21-17, and they had all the momentum, and then I'm going to say maybe Kennedy or Kenzie Garkey, somebody went back and just served 8 straight points.
Yeah,
had
a big rally going in.
They're ahead of us 21-17, so we just went out and got 8 points and won the game.
8 points? I love it.
I love that we're doing that, but it really, that's hard on me when I'm watching it to see us down, and then, but they don't get flustered. They just we can do that.
Well, hopefully they keep it up and go tomorrow and get up there in Delphus, and drive up.
Yeah, definitely go up there. It'll be on Fort Recovery Radio.
Fort Recovery Radio will have it.
So go up, and then you can listen later in the archives.
There you go.
That's the best way to do it.
And, then support them girls. They're on a great start, 7-0, I think.
Yep. And then Saturday we have football at Delphus.
Then we're going back up to Delphus again. Yeah,
and it is Delphus Canal Days, so don't try to drive through downtown.
Yeah, you want
to
stay away from it.
You want to
kind of around the outside.
So you can figure that out. But and the detours will be around. But add, if you're coming from the south, you're going to want to add a few minutes to your trip to get up there.
Yep, that's
I think
for sure.
It's North Jefferson Street or something where the that park is if you're putting in your GPS. But
it's a little busy up there.
Yep.
So how about our? I never got to talk to Cal. How'd we do at Tiffin? Our girls and guys?
We did very well. I don't remember exactly all the stuff. A couple of our kids, Tiffin Carousel, is that what it is?
That's a big one, isn't it?
Yeah, that's huge. There's like 30 teams. I think Trevor Heitkamp, he came in second with his best time.
He is off to a great start.
And several of our girls, I think the girls might have came in second or third out of all of these.
Copy said they've been
huge number
really,
teams.
Really
yeah,
well.
Yeah, and we have a couple that are just outstanding. Mm-hmm. But we have like Joelle Kelp. You know, she's probably never going to win a race, but man, when she's hanging in there and putting points on the board for
us, they're knocking time, time off. I love it.
When we have girls that are finishing, in the top half, and all of them are, that's hard to beat.
It is hard to beat.
Because there's always everybody, even the great teams, have somebody that's kind of lagging
and can drag
you down. Our worst girls
are right up there. Yep. They're right up there with them.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
That's pretty awesome, too.
Yeah, it is. I just love the kids that we have in the system.
In every sport, and the ones
that haven't even started golf is, we've had, I think, 4 different guys that have medaled for us.
Yeah, they've been on fire, too. I think Greg's been doing a good job helping them out up there. It seems like the scores are really good. The girls, I see where they've been playing really well, too.
Yep.
Fort Recovery's got it going on right now.
Yeah, I like it. I like where we are, and the kids are just awesome.
So, having some fun, so.
Yeah, maybe they're all going to go to college and do something. Maybe they're not.
Maybe not.
That's not the point. The point is they're having fun, and they're hanging around with friends, and they're part of a team.
Yep,
and that's
some fun with
that
team.
Extremely important for high school kids to figure out.
That's pretty fun.
In life, you very seldom do everything by yourself.
No.
You need to figure out how to be part of the team, and whether you're the medalist in golf all the time, like Harold probably was in his day, or if you're just one of those guys that you know, if you don't hurt the team, you're helping the team,
right? Exactly.
So all of that, and you're having a good time, and you make friends for life.
Friends for life. That's exactly right.
Yep. That's all
good stuff.
Yeah, that is really good.
Well, we'll take one more break. Come back and we'll talk a little Buckeyes and Browns and Bengals, and then we'll hang her up
and Jets.
And the Jets. Ooh, tough luck for the Jets.
Yeah, back in a minute.
We'll be right back.
Klingchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Boers Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boers, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boers Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boers Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. As fall approaches, time for football, pumpkins, and getting your vehicle ready for cooler weather. Your maintenance appointments will include testing your battery and checking all fluid levels. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all your lights. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
The Fort Recovery Music Boosters will be hosting their annual all-you-can-eat breakfast on Sunday, September 24th at the Legion from 8:30 to noon. Tickets are available from any high school or junior high band or choir member, or you can get them at the door. The tickets are only $8 each, and kids age 5 and under are free, and carryouts will also be available. You'll get scrambled eggs, sausage, pancakes, fruit, pastries, and a drink. So stop out for breakfast on Sunday morning, September 24th, for the annual Music Boosters All-You-Can-Eat Breakfast from 8:30 to noon at the Legion.
Sports Talk, Bubba and B.
We're back here at Fort Recovery Radio, and we're on our last segment here. We're going to talk a little Buckeyes.
Yep.
Neil, better this week, I thought.
Yep.
A little better.
Yep.
Little offense did a much better
job. Probably not as good a team.
No.
But you know,
this week will be interesting too. You said this week, this team,
Western Michigan,
I can put some money, I can put some scores up. But
yeah, and we'll see how if the defense is
for real,
really good again.
Well, they got one more practice until they get to the big boys. Next week's Notre Dame.
So
it'll be fun.
I don't know a lot about Notre Dame because I don't follow them, but I know they're good year in, year out, and I think they're
and they're coached by a Buckeye.
Top 10? Oh, yeah.
Yep. Freeman. Freeman's a great guy. Yeah. I root for him other than next week.
Yeah. Yeah.
He can win them all other than next week.
Yep.
Which will be fine. But.
Yep. And so, you know, you don't know exactly what you're going to get out of that. I'm sure they don't have any point spreads out there or who's favored or anything. But with the Buckeyes being 5 and they're like 9 or something, I'm sure the Buckeyes
it'll be close.
Favored, but it
especially
won't be.
Especially at home.
Yeah. It won't be a big spread, I can't imagine.
It'll be a good game. I think it's going to be fun.
When that could come, that's the kind of game that could come down to a play or a break in the right place, and everything changes.
That's exactly right.
And it could be where, you know, that play comes early and a team kind of walks away because the other team has to take chances, or it could come late and you can be down a couple of scores and then
all of a sudden back in it.
Yep, all of a sudden you're ahead with a minute to go and have the ball. So, you know, a lot of things can happen. You just don't know how those games are going to go. So
the Buckeyes got one more tune-up today, and this Saturday, and Western Michigan, like Neil said. Sounds like they're a decent team, so that'll be fun to watch them this week. I'm sure they're going to play back both quarterbacks still. They're messing with that a little bit.
Yeah,
they may make their decision too.
Well, they did say that McCord is going to be the starter.
Yeah.
But can't think of the other guy's name. Baker?
Devin.
No. Yeah.
Fell asleep.
Anyway, but anyway, he's going to play some too.
Yeah, they're both
especially
play.
When you kind of know you're gonna be ahead two touchdowns in the second quarter.
Let's hope so, anyhow.
Yeah.
It'd be nice for him to tune it in and get it ready to go for next week.
Yep.
Head up to Notre Dame and see what we can do.
Yep. Up and beat Isaac Lefevre's team.
Isaac. We love you, but we got to beat you this week.
Yep.
Next week.
Yep.
And Buckeyes, Browns fans came out pretty happy, I think, on Sunday.
Yeah.
I got to see a little bit of replay. We had our golf tournament up at the Elks, but Browns look really good. Their defense looked really good.
Yeah.
Crappy conditions, I think, probably hurt the Bengals a little bit, Burrow and that. But
well, but both teams had to play in it.
They both played in it. That's right. And Browns kind of came out.
Burrow didn't look like a $55 million quarterback, did he?
They're thinking, can I get that money back?
So that's about $4 or $5 million a game.
Oh, it's insane. They'll break that down at throws, how much he makes per throw. And yep. It's insane.
Yeah, he had a lot of incompletes.
I'll tell you what, you come into this league and in 3 years you get to the AFC Championship game one and yep. Super Bowl one, and I'd say you got to pay him.
Well, yes, absolutely. Because you don't want him going somewhere else.
You don't want him going anywhere else.
And what in my head, and I'm sure it's not really like this, but in my head, this is how I perceive the Bengals-Browns games every time they play. The wrong team always wins.
Usually, you're exactly right.
Yeah, when the Browns are, you know, kind of dominant and have players playing great, Bengals will beat them. When the yep. Bengals, you know, got highest paid quarterback in the league and should be really good and went Browns Super Bowl and yep. all that kind of stuff, and then
guess what?
Then you come out and get 3 points.
Yeah.
What in the hell is that about?
What happened?
So, you know, that
pretty good though. I'm a Browns fan. Got to be pretty happy if you're a Browns fan, right?
Yeah, but if you're
good.
But if you are a Browns fan, you're going to be like you always are. You're going to be happy this week, mad next week, happy 2 weeks,
you gotta be
mad 3 weeks.
Easy,
it's always
we get excited, but
it's feast or famine. There's
normally that's what happens.
Next Browns fans are never satisfied. They're either overjoyed or pissed.
Oh no, yeah, I'm with you.
they're never. Well, that wasn't too bad.
No, they got Steelers next week. They'll play them on Monday Night Football. Next
that'll
week.
Be good. That'll be good
fun. And I think the Bengals have got the Ravens. So it's all league teams playing each other. So
yep.
That'll be a fun one. Find out who wins them. And like I said, Browns, I'm pretty happy. Pretty good start.
And speaking of football, the Jets.
How about that?
Aaron Rodgers goes there, gets paid.
Four plays. You pay the guy $1 billion for 4 plays, and he's done.
Yeah, he's definitely out this season. And I heard this morning for more than 12 months is the usual rehab on that.
Yeah.
Now, he might be able to accelerate that some with, you know, being able to have access to extremely high quality stuff. But he's 40 years old.
I was going to say, he's 40 years old. So
when you're 40 years old, that doesn't always work.
They were kind of throwing around, is he going to retire?
Yep.
You know, which could happen too. He might start that rehab and say, no, I'm done.
Or he might think he's through with the rehab and find out that he's not.
It ain't gonna work. Yep.
And he's only going to play, you know, it gets to the end of September next year, and he might be
still
ready.
Still not ready.
I don't know.
Yeah,
but that's at least a good place for, I can't remember what the kid's name is. It's
Zach Wilson.
A backup. Is that, yeah.
Yeah, Wilson
and,
kid.
Yeah, and he was, you know, highly regarded in college.
Be interesting to see
how it goes.
I think they
played. You know, they came, they, you know, early in the game, the star goes out. Well, they ended up winning the game.
They won the game.
So
it'll be interesting. They got the Cowboys this week, I think. So that'll be. We'll see how he does against them.
Yep. Well, Cowboys any good this year? I haven't paid any attention. But the last few years, they haven't been.
Yeah, usually they haven't been that good, but they destroyed the Giants.
I'm making them South America's team. They're not America's team. We're exactly. Putting them South America.
Put them somewhere else.
We
got to go up to Delphus a couple times this next couple days.
Yep,
so
tomorrow night we'll have volleyball match on.
Let's get to 8-0, and then Coach Niekamp will take his team up on a crazy Saturday afternoon.
1:30.
Saturday afternoon game, which interesting. That's different.
Yep. Well,
but it's supposed to be. I think it's supposed to be pretty nice out, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So it's going to be going to be very decent weather.
Hopefully, the boys have a great game and get on the win streak. And
on paper, it's going to be a really good game for
us. Should be a great game on paper.
And if we don't screw up and drop a ball here and there or do something crazy, I think
go up and play our game, play well, and don't make mistakes and see what happens.
I think we have it.
I think we can do it.
Yep.
For Bubba and Fee, we'll be back next Wednesday.
Yep.
McSpence.
Yep.
We'll see you next week.
Thanks, Fee.
You betcha.
Thanks for listening.
You are listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.